Now, this week, I think that Margaret Mills is talking about the great Bardfield painters. Is that right, Margaret?
Yes, that's right, Scott. Quite an interesting group in their day. The Bardfield painters were a group of artists who settled in the village of Great Bardfield. Now, this started round about the 1930s, and it was a movement to do more painting, to do more art that involved the countryside. I think maybe people had a longing to get back to the countryside and country roots. And certainly the Bardfield painters were one group who made the deliberate choice to go and live in the countryside. Most of them rented or bought houses in Great Bardfield. I won't say they're largely forgotten today, but a lot of people don't realise that Great Bardfield was, from about the 30s to the end of the 1960s, quite an artist colony, and some very well-known artists. Just to name three of them, Sheila Robinson, Eric Revillius and Edward Balden, very well-known artists in their day, particularly Eric Revillius, who led quite an interesting life. They rented or lived in cottages in Great Bardfield, did their artwork and also held exhibitions. Cambridge was one of the venues they used to hold exhibitions and Bristol was another.
What did they paint?
They painted anything and everything. Their styles were very diverse. So you couldn't say that they were all impressionists, for example. They were all landscape artists. They were a mixture of very diverse styles. But they all shared a longing to get out of the city and get into the country, get back to their roots, if you like, to paint and to get inspiration for painting. So, difficult as this may seem to believe today, Great Bardfield became this little Essex village, relatively small village, became internationally well known because people flocked not only from all over the UK, but from abroad as well to come and see these artists, to watch them work and to attend exhibitions of their paintings. So for a time, they really put Great Bardfield on the map. And of the painters, Eric Revillius, as I've mentioned, was perhaps the most well known. And he's an interesting man on several levels, because in 1939, with the outbreak of the war, he was recruited by the government as a war artist.
Oh, right.
And as part of being a war artist, it meant he flew around all over the country on various missions, sketching sites of military importance. Now, it was while he was involved in this work that one of the planes went missing. Now, Revillius offered to get onto the next plane that was going out on a search and hopefully rescue mission to try and find out what had happened to the plane. Now, sadly, Revillius's plane also crashed.
Oh, dear.
The site has never been found. The body was never discovered. And he was eventually declared missing in action. And his body has never been found to this day. So he was important on that level. He was also important on another level because he was engaged to do a lot of the design on pottery that was issued to commemorate the proposed coronation of Edward VIII. Now, as we all know, Edward VIII's coronation didn't happen because he abdicated and became the Duke of Windsor. But George VI, our present Queen's father, his coronation did go ahead and he was crowned in Edward's place. And Revillius simply adapted the designs that he'd drawn up for Edward's coronation, a commemorative pottery, and used them instead for George VI.
Okay, thanks very much indeed for that. And a little bird tells me that you're going back to Great Bardfield next time.
I am going back to talk a little bit about the village history.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.